So what was it about tea? Well, there are two features that you have to establish. One is the timing. If it was tea, the Japanese had been drinking tea for a long time before the 18th century, so that could be the factor there. But in England, what about tea? Well, the miraculous thing is that the moment you think of tea, you can see that it could well be right in its timing. The English drank much more tea than anyone else to begin with, so it explains why England. And they began to drink tea in very large quantities at exactly the right point in time, which is about the 1740s. The clipper trade to China opened up, tea dropped in price, tea spread right through the social classes to the very poorest, it spread up into Scotland, spread into the cities. It became the uniform drink. The cost of beer had risen with the malt tax, so people couldn't afford as much beer as they drank before, but they could afford tea. And even the very poor working in the factories and out in the fields were drinking tea. And they began to drink tea in quantity just at the time that the infant mortality rates and the other mortality rates dropped. So you get exactly an intersection. Population, the death rate falls, the tea imports rise just in the 1740s, 50s, 60s. So the timing is right. But what is the link, the actual causal link? Well, at first I thought it must be the boiling of the water. That's a famous thing. If you boil water for about 5 minutes, you kill off most bacteria in water. But many people didn't boil for 5 minutes, and there are quite a few bacteria which aren't killed. So I wondered whether there was something more than just the boiling of the water that was important. And then I traced the history of tea back, and I discovered that originally everyone had drank tea not because it was a pleasant drink, well, at least that was one of the reasons, but the main reason was that it was a herbal remedy. It had been brought into China as a herbal remedy and grown in the gardens as a herb. It had been brought into Japan as a herbal treatment, partly to help you in your concentration in your Buddhist rituals, but also because it cured all sorts of stomach illnesses. There was a great treatise on tea by the first importer of tea in the 12th century, a Buddhist monk. And he wrote a two-volume work saying the medicinal properties of tea. The bitter taste, he said, went down to the stomach and somehow cleansed your mouth and your stomach. So was there something in the tea that was more than the boiling water? And I then followed it up, and I found that throughout history, when it was brought into Europe, the doctor who discovered it in Japan said it's medicinally very important. When it was brought into England, they did all sorts of experiments to see whether it did have something in it. They put a frog's leg into a bowl of water, and they found that it went gangrenous. They put it into a bowl of tea, it didn't go gangrenous. There was something here. And then a whole lot of people said tea is rubbish, Cobbett and others, and it got a bad name as depriving the poor of their beer and so on. So people forgot about this, but it was rediscovered at the end of the 19th century by American doctors and military men, that it somehow was very good. So they prescribed it in their armies. Every soldier in the American army had to carry tea with him, and likewise in the British army, because it was known as the best way of preventing dysentery and a lot of other diseases. And they did tests when they could look through microscopes. They dropped typhoid bacilli, cholera bacilli, dysentery bacilli into tea, and they died straight away, very soon. So it had something in it. So what did it have in it? I then looked up the constituents of tea, because I'm not a chemist. I found it has mainly tannin, which isn't the tannin that you clean your shoes and tan your leather with, but a different kind, tea tannin, which is basically a thing called phenolics. When I looked up phenolics, I found it's actually the thing that is often known as carbolic acid. That's one form of phenolics. In other words, the stuff that Lister used to revolutionize the hospitals by antiseptic. So what tea contains is one of the greatest and most powerful forms of antiseptic known to man, which will kill bacteria just like that, all kinds, many kinds of bacteria. So every time a Manchester operative went off exhausted from their work, drank a cup of tea, not only did they then get the strength and the integration, because it helps relax the body and the caffeine wakes you up, so it made it possible to work those grueling hours in the factories. But also, every time he drank it, and particularly when his wife drank it, they were drinking a powerful antiseptic, antibacterial agent, which killed in their mouth and in their stomach many of the diseases they would have got from water or any other substance. Now, the last question I had was, how did this help the infant?